And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before, Tim King from the Port County Symphony Orchestra. He's going to update us on their next concert and some of the other things going on there. Tim, welcome to Spotlight.
Welcome,
thank
Tim.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Well, you've got a lot of things happening, but your next thing coming up is the final concert of the season. So, you know, tell us a little bit about that, who's conducting, and some of the things that's on the schedule for being played.
How this came about was, you know, we had to stretch our music director search out another year, and we had another concert left in the season, and we thought, what are we going to do here? And so our interim music director, Chuck Steck, said, I have been trying to get this gentleman to come back to LaPorte for years now. And he says, I really think we need to welcome him back to LaPorte. And the guy's name is Gary Wado. It's W-E-D-O-W, but pronounced Wado. And Gary is a native of LaPorte. He's a graduate of LaPorte High School, who went on to IU, the Jacobs School, and has been a faculty member at the Juilliard School of Music in New York City since 1994. He has guest conducted practically every orchestra and opera company in the United States, including the New York Phil, the Seattle Symphony, the Boston Lyric Opera. He was the chorus master for the New York City Opera for 15, 16 years. And so the guy's been everywhere. And what I found out about him is that his schedule, of course, pre-pandemic, of course, but his schedule was so tight that literally the only date we could get him 18 months in advance was April the 17th of 2021, because he was literally booked every other week of the year. And how I found that out was he is so well liked that he gets kidding re-invited to come back. And so he has all these long-standing relationships with these orchestras and opera companies across the United States, and then people like us add to the mix. And so then his schedule just gets completely full. Well, of course, then the pandemic hit, and everything just kind of went to, you know, everything got trashed. But fortunately, we're still playing, and it's nice to see. I'm seeing some of the orchestras coming back now, which is nice. I saw South Bend's going to have a concert on April the 10th, and I'm seeing things happening, so that's good. But he's coming back April the 17th. He's doing a concert that's a little bit of everything. It's there's some Handel, there's a little Mozart symphony. He's going to do a couple of pieces from Lucia di Lammermoor, the Donizetti opera. And he's going to do pieces from the musical Ragtime. And he's bringing in two really wonderful young singers who probably would have been in New York right now, except, of course, they will be. But he's really championing their careers. Their names are Kelly Motter, M-O-T-T-E-R, and Edward Graves. Kelly's a soprano, Edward's a tenor. And if you Google their names, Kelly Motter, soprano, Edward Graves, tenor, they'll come right up on the web. So, and you'll see how impressive they are. And they even have snippets of their voice. And it's going to be such a wonderful concert. Gary is so excited to be coming back to LaPorte. This will be the first time. Gary's probably late 60s, maybe 70 now. This will be the first time he's been invited back to conduct the orchestra. So it's long, long, long overdue for him to do this. And we have tickets that are available in the balcony. Right now, I have not been given a restriction yet, but we're in the blue, so that's good. And the tickets are available on our website, lcso.net. There's a page devoted to this concert where you can look at their bios and buy the tickets and see the concert program. And then we have a music shop in LaPorte called Roxy Music, and the tickets are going to be available for sale there. It's $20 for adult, $18 for senior. And students with a valid ID get in free to the concert. I'm telling you, you need to watch this gentleman in action. He's a real delight, and he's so happy to bring these two singers with him. And I think it's going to be a very nice closing to a season that I probably will never forget.
Well, for multiple reasons. So, Tim, any hints on what's in store for the 50th season? Have you? I'm sure that's being discussed.
Well, of course, we'll have a new music director in place that will be his or her second season with the orchestra. And I'm not going to divulge yet. We do have some special things for the 50th. We've already put together a committee of board members and community members. So we've already started working on some ideas for concerts and community events during that time. But we do plan on enhancing the season for sure. So that starts August of 22 and we'll go to July of 23. God, I can't believe we have to learn that.
I know. We're all Whoa. Anxious for all these upcoming reveals. Who's your star, new conductor? It's going to be exciting.
Right, right. So we're going to choose a conductor in the next week. We'll have to work out the contract with that conductor. But hopefully in the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, we'll be able to make an announcement for the next season.
So exciting.
You have about 30 seconds left. So tell us concert dates once again, how to get tickets and all
the
that.
The concert date is, we're calling it Welcome Back Gary Wado. And it's the concert date Saturday, April the 17th, 7 p.m., Civic Auditorium. Tickets are $20 or $18, and you can get them on our website, lcso.net, or Roxy Music in LaPorte.
Very good. And that's April 17th, 7 p.m., LaPorte Civic Auditorium. Tim King, welcome back to Spotlight, and we look forward to talking to you
Always
again about
a pleasure.
What's coming up.
Believe me, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Thank you.